Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Olive with your 9am Zedlines. One of Australia's longest running Indigenous festivals has been postponed until 2026. Cape York's Laura Quinquan Dance Festival is traditionally held every 2 years and has attracted national and international visitors for the last 4 decades. United Uprise Chief Executive Debbie Ross shared how the cost of running the community-led festival became excessive in the last 2 years. However, promising, it will be the same layout with the dancers and performers, but it will have a more homegrown feel to it. Rockhampton is back in the spotlight after local boy Jamon Bob took on Seven Series Australian Idol. In his audition, the 22-year-old impressed the judges with an acoustic version of Ronan Keating's If Tomorrow Never Comes. Jamon made a name for himself drawing crowds at Rockhampton's Heritage Hotel, and now he is hoping Australian Idol will be the start of a dream career in music. Jamon says he hopes to inspire other Indigenous kids to chase their dreams. The Northern Territory's new drinking laws has resulted in dozens of people being fined and 3 being arrested, police data has revealed. The Northern Territory's new drinking laws, which prohibits the consumption of alcohol in the public space, has racked up $23,000 being owed to the Northern Territory government. Executive Officer Stephanie Holmes of the Association of Drug and Alcohol Agencies spoke on the matter. A lot of people are unemployed, and so paying off a fine is going to be really challenging, says Ms. Holmes said. So it's really important that we look at what the real issue is. The Northern Territory government has defended its choice to crack down on alcohol abuse.
Also in national news, in the 12th year of its conception, the Adelaide Cancer Council had its biggest turnout yet, with 700 women showing up for the iconic Marilyn Jetty Swim. The charity swim, which involves hundreds of Australians donning Marilyn Monroe wigs, raises money for cancer awareness. One of the participants was breast cancer survivor Kate Pierce, who also lost a friend to pancreatic cancer. Kate said it was a humbling and overwhelming experience to participate in such an extraordinary event. The money raised from the event will fund cancer prevention as well as research and support services. In international news, US President Donald Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, drawing swift retaliation from the country's North American neighbors in an emerging trade war. Critics said that the moves against the 3 largest US trading partners would hurt Americans by driving prices higher and slowing global growth. China said it would challenge Mr. Trump's 10% tariffs at the World Trade Organization and take unspecified countermeasures. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.